Let's take a look at some farm news here for you for this morning. Well, of course, the president releasing his budget updates yesterday, and President Trump released that long-awaited plan to upgrade the nation's infrastructure, including roads, bridges, and airports. Bloomberg says it may be a tough sell in Congress. Democrats say it falls short, and Republicans are said to be wary of another large spending measure. The 53-page document shows how Trump plans to stimulate $1.5 trillion into new investments. It also looks to shorten project permitting time to 2 years, invest in rural projects, and improve worker training. Many of the main points of the plan have been known for some time. There were some new elements in the proposal, including expanding the use of private activity bonds to finance projects. That would extend the use of tax-exempt debt by private entities and broaden the number of projects the bonds could be used for. Other proposals include letting states add tolls on interstates, as well as fostering public-private partnerships in transit projects. The plan also proposes streamlining legally required environmental analysis for public projects. Under the plan, regulators would have more latitude in waiving required environmental reviews. Of course, in response, Secretary of Ag Sonny Perdue applauded the infrastructure plan laid out by the president, specifically for its investment in rural America. The plan calls for 25% new federal funds to be dedicated to rural infrastructure needs, as prioritized by state and local leaders. Perdue says Trump has made it a priority to address the nation's infrastructure since the day he took office and has now followed through on that commitment. No other area of the country needs investment in infrastructure more than rural America, he says. With a quarter of the new federal money going to rural parts of the country, states will have the ability to expand broadband access, increase connectivity, rebuild roads, and supply affordable utilities. Perdue also says it's important to remember that states get the flexibility to choose the projects that best meet their needs. I've heard from people in the heartland, he says, and this is the type of investment they're looking for to help create jobs, improve education, improve the quality of life, and increase overall prosperity. Now, not everybody is happy with the budget. We heard from the National Association of Conservation Districts yesterday releasing the statement. President Brent Van Dyke said, once again, the administration is calling on American producers to do more with less. The president's budget proposes cuts of almost every area of USDA's discretionary and mandatory budgets, including nearly $15 billion in cuts to the Farm Bill conservation programs and over a 20% reduction to the conservation operations. With the conservation portfolio, the president's fiscal year 2019 budget proposes a funding level of $669 million for conservation operations, which is a $200 million cut to an account that funds conservation planning and technical assistance. Conservation planning is the lifeblood of voluntary conservation and the building block on which all their conservation projects stand, Van Dyke said. Proposing extreme cuts to the technical assistance program at a time when the administration is asking for greater customer service doesn't add up. He says the president's budget proposal is a reminder that we must continue educating our lawmakers on just how important locally led conservation efforts are to this country for now and future generations. Also weighing in was National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson. He says to say this budget is disappointing as an understatement. The administration has consistently demonstrated a lack of support for the most vulnerable populations and that this plan is more of the same. It's frankly disgusting that the government has offered corporations and the wealthiest among us a $1.5 trillion gift in the form of tax cuts while proposing deep cuts to programs so important for low and middle class Americans. At the same time, this policy fails to step up for family farmers and ranchers who are expected to endure another year of declining farm income. As the farm economy continues to falter, this is the time for the government to step in and boost rural America up, not yank the rug out from underneath them. More than anything, the budget proposal reflects a clear misalignment of the government's priorities compared to the actual needs of the American public. It's a harmful and short-sighted plan that should be quickly rejected by Congress. Farmers Union is urging Congress to recognize the needs of family farmers and ranchers in rural communities by strengthening the family farm and social safety nets. That's been a look at some farm news here this morning. We'll have more coming up in just a moment.